WGR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one.
Donald Trump taking a victory lap at Mar-a-Lago after winning almost all of yesterday's Republican primary contests.
They tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive.
Nikki Haley won just one state, Vermont. Correspondent Robert Costa.
CBS News exit polling shows that among Nikki Haley supporters, there's a fervent belief that Trump should not be the nominee, and that if he were to be the nominee, as this is all showing us, they might not support him.
The former president could clinch the nomination by next week, setting up a likely rematch with President Biden. With no significant challengers, Mr. Biden won the Democratic contest by huge margins, but he did get thousands of protest votes in Minnesota over the Israel-Hamas war. CBS's Aaron Navarro has details from Minneapolis.
The young voters I did talk to were adamant in voting uncommitted, and also, and this is the fear for the Biden campaign and other Democrats supporting him, they were adamant in that they would stay home or vote for the third party in November. That's going to be the thread to watch, regardless of how big the uncommitted vote ends up being in Minnesota or the other states.
CBS News projects Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff and former baseball star Republican Steve Garvey, the winners in California's Senate primary. Schiff thanks supporters.
You helped us build the biggest grassroots campaign for Senate in California history, and I cannot thank you enough.
The two men are vying to replace the late Dianne Feinstein. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are facing new charges of obstructing justice. It enlarges an existing indictment accusing the couple of accepting gold bars, cash, and a Mercedes-Benz from three businessmen looking for favors. Menendez vows to prove his innocence. We're learning more about the massive fire and deadly explosions at a vaping supplier north of Detroit that sent gas canisters and debris flying as far as a mile away.
There are containers that are still exploding. Not very many, but it's still dangerous.
Clinton Township Supervisor Robert Cannon says butane and nitrous oxide tanks were not supposed to be stored in the building. A 19-year-old was killed when he was hit by debris a quarter mile away. Dartmouth's men's basketball team has voted to unionize, and the league is weighing in. CBS's Cooper Lawrence.
Following the vote, the NCAA responded that college athletes should not be forced into an employment model. The association agreed that change in college sports is long overdue, but said that it's Congress that needs to step in. They can better address what's in the best interest of all student athletes.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Wisconsin Technical College System is set to retire later this year. Dr. Morna Foy has served as the system's president since 2012. She has worked in the state technical college system since the late 90s. There are 16 schools across the entire technical college system with nearly 280,000 students. Foy says that it was an honor to lead the organization. The system will now begin a nationwide search for her successor. Recent rainy weather has somewhat lowered the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the state's midsection is at a low risk of danger, while southern and eastern Wisconsin are still at high risk. 138 wildfires have burned about 300 acres of land in Wisconsin already this year. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Bucks headed to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks packing their bags for a long four-game road trip. Milwaukee now doing a better job of passing the ball around to find the open shot. Bobby Portis.
Doc's been emphasizing that all since he's been here since January. Is you might have a good shot here, but that extra pass could just lead to a better open shot for the team. We've been making a lot of those reads. Actually, like, you might not get an assist, but you might get a hockey assist out of it.
College basketball, a big night for Marquette as they host number 2 ranked UConn in Milwaukee on senior night. The Badgers play Rutgers Thursday. Iowa's Caitlin Clark named the best player in the Big Ten. Baseball, the Brewers and the Giants had 29 combined hits, but the Giants won 13-8 over Milwaukee. Reese Hoskins got his first home run as a Brewer.
You're just hoping for the right match with the team that will show up eventually, and in my eyes, it did with the Brewers.
That's Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny this morning with a few more scattered clouds rolling in by later this afternoon. Our high today, 51, with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 52, with rain likely tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, taking your phone calls as well. When you give us a brand new telephone number ring, that's right, we have a new call-in number. The old one still works, by the way, at least for now. But we have a brand new call-in number. If you'd like to join us, always welcome, 855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC. That's C-I-V-I-C. That's the easiest way to remember it. If you want all the digits, here they are. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. There's also a button to push there. So when you're listening on the Civic Media app, just push the button. It'll take you right into whatever show you're listening. You don't even have to worry about numbers. Remember, the Civic Media app is available on your Apple or Android device. It is free, takes less than a minute, as Gail King at CBS calls it, a deal. Mr. Zommers, into hour two of the big show, seven now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, March 5th. Great to have Lukester back with us.
Absolutely. I'm sure he enjoyed his time with the great big hole in the ground.
the Grand Canyon, yeah.
As he referred to it, as just a big hole in the ground.
Have you ever been? I have not been yet.
I haven't. No. I have not done a lot of travel, to be honest, just generally.
That's kind of the Southwest is one of my weaker areas down there. I've been to Arizona to like Phoenix and that area, but Tempe, but I needed to do some more exploring.
So. I've been to most of the neighboring states.
Yeah. No, it's
as in neighboring Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Look, you're still young for goodness sake. So you have a lot of time to travel. One of my favorite things to do when I have time and can afford it is, and again, not everyone realizes that you could go across the country and take a vacation, but you know, explore those areas wherever you're at. There are our neighborhoods, there are local parks that you can get out in. There are, you know, walking paths at various places in Wisconsin, bike trails, and of course we have our state park system as well. So always a lot of fun to get out there. 8 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock here, and tonight is Super Tuesday across many states, 15 states, and the territory of American Samoa, my favorite American territory. Why, you might ask? Because I worked with a great guy, still know him. His name is one of the coolest names ever. Zazimo is his first name, from American Samoa. Can't meet nicer, more genuine, fantastic people than Samoans. So America Samoa is going to have their primary tonight as well. So we're going to run down this for you for a little bit because it has big implications politically as we move forward. Nobody can, whether it's Trump or whether it's Biden or anybody else, nobody can secure their nomination tonight, but they can go a long way in doing so. I'm going to run those down for you. Right now, though, 844, pardon me, almost gave the wrong, the old number there, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dana, listening in up in beautiful La Crosse along the Wisconsin River, our station up there, WLCX, the Eagle. Dana, always a pleasure of giving us a call. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, folks. Thanks for taking my call. Beautiful day today. Say, Trump's gaffes over the weekend that they've been really highlighting the last couple of days with the mashups and everything. That last one in the mashup where he is going, he says Russia and Saudi Arabia are really, and then he just short circuits there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I picked up, he was in the middle of, he was about to say something that he probably shouldn't. It's Saudi Arabia, Russia just announced recently that they're going to be reducing their production.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that will drive up the prices just in time for the election. They do that every time there's a Democratic president coming up. Trump, in his term, he went around Congress. He ignored Congress and allowed the nation's largest gasoline refinery to get sold to the Saudis. So they now control the majority of our gasoline production. And folks, get ready. We're going to be paying $5-6 a gas come election time.
Hope that's not the case, but Danny, pardon me, you make a great point. Some of these things, many of these things, when it comes to gas, are beyond the president's control, and we shall see. But you can bring up a great point, Dana. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much for calling from WLCX in the Eagle over there in La Crosse. The fact that, you know, all these gaffes, and again, a lot of the media, Luke Mathers touched on this last segment, that tonight what you're going to hear for Super Tuesday coverage is you're going to hear all this about how Trump is winning these races going away. You know, with 60% of the vote. But what they're not going to report on a lot is the 30 or 40% of voters in states where people, Republican voters, are not voting for Trump. And this is a pattern. It might be 20, might be 25, might be 30 or 40. But significant portions of the Republican base are not willing to vote for Trump. Not just tonight, but when asked by places like the Associated Press and others, in exit polling, there is about roughly 20 to 25% nationally of Republican voters who say they're not going to vote for Trump tonight or won't vote for Trump in November. And this is something that's not getting a lot of play. And part of the reason is for exactly what Dana said. If you listen to not just the racist and ridiculous things that Trump says, but he's having more gaffes in his speeches and having a rougher time than President Biden is. And of course, President Biden has a speech impediment. He has a severe stutter and occasionally makes gaffes like we all do. But he said, look, he said on Seth Meyers last week, he goes, yeah, I am old. All right. And it's not about my age. It's about the ideas. And so, I mean, he's embracing it, but I think Dana's absolutely right. If you look at the stumbles, what Trump has versus Biden, a whole lot more with Trump. And I think this is part of what's going to affect people in November, Republicans saying they're not going to vote for him. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Tom, listening in Madison on WMDX. Tom, always a pleasure. What say you?
Hey, thanks. Yeah, that's what I was calling about, the idea that Trump's numbers in the caucuses and primaries are not really good. And the thing is that people are coming out to vote against him. It's not like a general election where people are going to go vote for a whole plethora of people. Mm. Those are Republicans that are coming out because they're motivated to come out to vote against Trump. And I think when it comes to medical stuff, it's the trend, not what's going on. And Trump's trend in more and more cases of going off the railroad tracks is just getting greater and greater. I think we can motivate Democrats when it comes to Democratic ideas, but I think I would motivate everybody just to think about how beautiful it would be to never hear about Donald Trump again. Right. That would just be, and Tom, that would be a miracle.
Tom, what's your perspective on this? Because I've been talking about this for a while as well. I think that when, look, people may not like the fact that it's going to be a rematch, Trump v. Biden, but I think when people finally accept the fact that that's what we have, I think that the polling and certainly the voting results are going to be different than some of the prognostications and predictions now, when people might not still fully be accepting of that.
Yeah, I was having this discussion with the Southwest area progressives in Mount Horeb a couple days ago. And we were talking about the fact that, you know, I would love to have a third party to vote for. But until there are green candidates and green senators and congresspeople and school board members and governors, a third party vote is nothing but a vote for fascism.
100% agree. 100% agree. Well said. And I really appreciate the perspective. Thank you so much, Tom. Appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-5, pardon me, try that again, 85, I'll get used to this new number, folks, 855-752-4842, or to make it simple, 855-75-CIVIC. There you go. Give us a call. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark from Prairie du Sac called in. Mark, thanks for joining us on this beautiful sunny day. What say you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Biden is old, but he doesn't smell like a pet toilet that's been baking in the sun for as it goes. Apparently, that's what we hear about Donald Trump now, is that he unfortunately has some issues in terms of some kind of control there, that aside from the stuff that spews out of his mouth on a regular basis. And to address the issue as far as this oil refinery that apparently the House of Saud now owns, is that the Sauds start playing games with that kind of thing, with our oil production and refinery production in this country. Joe Biden just needs to say, I'm declaring a national emergency here. I'm nationalizing this oil refinery. And if the House of Saud doesn't like it, TS.
Yeah.
I mean, that we cannot let the House of Saud dictate our policy when it comes to our own national production of energy resources. And he has to drive home again and again the point that we are producing more oil than we ever have in the past, pure and simple, whether that's a good idea or not, that we can't let the Republicans, you know, lie about this issue, because I say that explicitly. They lie about this issue because our oil production is at all-time highs right now.
We are, I mean, you're 100% right, Mark, that the United States of America is at, never before have we been less energy reliant on other countries. We are at our peak energy production in the U.S. history, period. And that happened under Joe Biden's administration.
Right. I mean, that, and continually hear this stuff about, you know, that all the not renewing the, or not giving the leases out to the oil companies. Well, the leases we're not giving out are the ones that the oil companies, as my understanding, have failed to exercise. So why not? Why let those people hold on to those leases if they're not going to exercise those leases?
Right.
And that's all. I'll leave it at that for today. I mean,
thanks,
there's
Mark.
Other issues that I'd bring up, but leave it at that.
Thanks, Mark. Always appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, go ahead. If we have to pick you up on the other side of the break, we will. But start us out, Jack. What do you got?
Okay, well, first of all, we produce so much oil that we are actually exporting more than we import.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really not the issue. The issue is basically who's controlling the prices on the market, and that is the Saudis, because they're a huge producer. I did want to say one other thing, though, and that is my mother had some serious problems with dementia as she got older.
Mm-hmm.
We could be sitting down and having a nice discussion, and something would set her off. And she would start to yell, and she would get angry about it, and make threats, then she would calm down again, and she would call me by my father's name.
Yeah.
Is this sounding familiar?
Yeah, Jack, hang on. We could take it more on the other side. Have to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We have more callers on the line. We see you there. Don't go anywhere. More at the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt Nair on Air with Jane Matt Nair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know?
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past hour, 1 o'clock. Great song, Mr. Zomers. A little George Michael. Freedom, the name of the song. What, we started that, right? We had Freedom at the beginning of the show, I believe.
Yes, from day one.
From day one. It's a great song. That's what we'd like to talk about, freedom all the time here. Freedom of expression, freedom of choice, freedom to live the lives that we Americans are so grateful to be able to do here in the United States of America, in this great melting pot. Talking national politics right now, Super Tuesday tonight, going to preview that a little bit, taking your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the lines. Jack in Merrimack, sorry we had to cut you off there, I had to do a little business, Jack, but you were saying that someone in your family that went through dementia. I've had people around me that have gone through this. It's a very, very serious thing. And I've been careful not to try to, I'm not a neurologist, so I'm not going to try to pass a medical judgment onto Trump any more than I think people should do it onto Biden, only to say that certainly some of the things that Trump has said are blatantly racist, like when he was at the Black Conservative Caucus, which FYI, 90% of the folks there were white, according to reporters in the room. But he's said just bombastic, ridiculous things. And as I said, if you look at the actual footage and the gaffes, so to speak, there are a lot more on the Trump side than there are on the Biden side, Jack.
Well, yeah, this is you know, part of the problem. And as far as diagnosing Trump's dementia, I'm at least as qualified as, for instance, medically speaking, as for instance, the judge that said that mifepristone is unsafe, right. and I'm at least as qualified as our legislators in Wisconsin here, who defined 9 specific things that you could use medical cannabis to treat. I mean, right. You know, the people that are saying this stuff are not competent to be making these diagnoses. Let's right. You know, be honest about that. The thing that does concern me about it is that, again, virtually all we hear are two things. Biden's too old. Oh, no, there's a third as well. Biden's too old. Well, Trump's too old, too. The border. Well, right. Republicans are blocking the any progress on the border.
The bipartisan deal, yes.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
Yep. And Gaza. Well, yes, that's horrible. And Biden is using, as far as I can tell, every bit of diplomatic leverage he can use, but you can't control what another country does, just as we can't control what Saudi Arabia does in terms of oil prices. You can't control what another country is going to do in that
that situation, and particularly with a strong man. I won't quite call him authoritarian, but he's getting awful close, like Netanyahu.
Appreciate it, Jack. Always appreciate the call. Thank you so much, my friend. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go up to beautiful Eau Claire in the Chippewa Valley, WCFW, the tap up there. Gene in Eau Claire, always a pleasure. What say you?
Hi, guys. Great job. Previous caller, he always does a good job when he calls in.
Absolutely.
We don't want to neglect the women either here. All of the attacks Trump has had on women, women opponents, women press, anywhere there's a woman, he'll just really go after them if they don't bow down to him. Oh, and even once they do, he still has zero respect for women or their rights or their voices. And I hope women everywhere vote out those people with R after their name that are really hurting women now. And it's outrageous because I lived during the time when women were fighting for their rights and women were dying, and it's just, it's unbelievable. I'm watching the news at night and I'm thinking, I'm too old for this. My blood pressure's going through the roof. When I see that guy out there, the liar, the criminal, the rapist, that I mean, here, what is the matter with people? And it's like over and over and over again, I really believe people have been programmed thought-wise that Democrats are bad, they're going to take your money, they're going to raise your taxes. And the thing that is that's so sad is people have gotten somewhat affordable health care that can't get kicked off their policies, and, you know, and equal rights for people. And I don't get it how they can't see what a liar, a criminal, and but it's not just Trump. He could not do this on his own. If those people with the R after their name would have told the truth, held this guy accountable, and saved their country from all of this garbage that's going on, they could have stood up and held the line. But no, they're not afraid of him either. I think they're afraid of their donors. Big money, folks. Right. See who's giving money to your candidates, because, boy, I'll tell you something, it's a scary thought. And thank you so much for your great show.
Always appreciate it. Hey, Gene, before I let you go, I want to ask you this real quick, because Trigvi Olsen will be on tomorrow, as per usual, on Wednesday. He's talked about this. You live in the Chippewa Valley. I know you worked in education before. You're retired now. But do you believe that this issue of a woman's right to their health care, the abortion issue, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision, do you think that that will resonate with people that might not necessarily always vote Democratic, but they might have wives or daughters or sisters, and say, look, I don't want that right taken away from people that I love? Do you think that's going to play in the Chippewa Valley come November?
I think it will. And I'm hoping it will, because it's not only that either. Because years ago, I used to listen to right-wing radio and see what they're plotting every day. You know, when you were going through what you were going through at your job, I was seeing what they were doing on my side of the state with the propaganda. They were even pushing for no-fault divorce. And I remember women being beaten and all kinds of things happening to them, but they could not divorce their husband.
Right.
Because he had a show of fault. It was really gross, and women need to really understand history, because I know the older women know, and they're going to vote for the young ones, but young women and their husbands need to take good care of them, and their boyfriends, and all men. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Yep, thanks, Jean. Eau Claire, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Wind Lake. Pat in Wind Lake, thank you so very much for calling in. Pat, we'll see you.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Going back to the previous discussion regarding the Saudi Arabia buying a refinery in the United States, is this something that's of recent acquisition? Because looking into it briefly, I did see an article that was dated from Newsweek in 2022, where, yes, Trump did, he was involved to some degree. So I'm just wanting to clear the air. Is this something new, or is this something that has already happened?
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Pat. I'm very careful on the show not to pontificate when I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm aware of it, that there's ownership here. To your point, there has been ownership because it gets very dicey, right? Because it's like, okay, you have a minority ownership, but you're not in control and vice versa. So I know that Saudi Arabia has had interest in our energy here in the United States. I don't know of the specific thing. I'll look into it, though. I can report back tomorrow or the next day for you. But I appreciate the call, Pat. I know there's something there. I just want to be very careful about what I say in terms of what's factual. But appreciate the call, Pat. We'll look into it. Come back. We're going to continue talking about Super Tuesday, also talking about fake electors. And it all began right here in Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and Donald Trump rack up big Super Tuesday wins.
Our poll numbers are so much higher than Joe Biden's. He's the worst president in the history of our country.
Trump won almost all of yesterday's Republican primary contests. Nikki Haley's only victory, Vermont. On the Democratic side, President Biden won by huge margins, but he did get thousands of protest votes over the war in Gaza. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
I chatted with the Democratic Party chair here in Minnesota, Ken Martin. He thinks that younger voters will still come out to vote in November, even if nothing changes on Gaza, because there's issues like abortion, the economy, student loans.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff and former baseball star Steve Garvey will face off in November for the late Dianne Feinstein's California Senate seat. Here's Garvey.
What you are all feeling tonight is what it's like to hit a walk-off home run.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. Justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. March is National Reading Month. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in the door, including passports that let them check out and return books in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Blaise Burton works at the Mercer Library. He says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosophy you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning with a few more scattered clouds rolling in by later this afternoon. Our high today, 51 with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 52 with rain likely tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Great to have you along on a Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board, always taking your calls, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. To make it even easier, 855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us or call on the Civic Media app as well. Want to run down what's going on tonight in terms of the Super Tuesday vote. 15 states and American Samoa. So here are the states that are going to be voting tonight. For the Republican side, Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, our next-door neighbor, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, and Virginia. The Republican states that are holding caucuses tonight include Alaska and Utah. Now, on the Democratic side, here are the ones holding primaries tonight for the Democrats. Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, and the Democrats are caucusing tonight in the U.S. territory of American Samoa. So there are 865 Republican delegates up tonight and 1,420 Democratic delegates up tonight. The biggest prizes for both Republicans and Democrats, no doubt or no surprise, are the same. Number one, for Republicans, there are 169 votes up tonight in California. For the Democrats, 424 delegates up tonight. So California, the big prize for both Republicans and Democrats. Number two, for Republicans, Texas. 161 delegates up for grabs in Texas. On the Democratic side, 244 up for Texas. And I don't know if it was surprising or not. It kind of surprised me. But North Carolina, the other big state, number three for Republicans tonight, 74 delegates up tonight and 116 on the Democratic side in North Carolina. So California, Texas, and North Carolina are the big states to watch tonight. And we shall see what happens. Again, it's you know, Trump and Nikki Haley on the Republican side. I think the thing to watch tonight is there anywhere where Nikki Haley can win a state? My guess says probably not, but we shall see. More importantly, what's the percentage that Nikki Haley is getting in each of these states? Is it consistent with Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and others, North Carolina? Pardon me, South Carolina and others. Where Nikki Haley has consistently gotten 20% plus, sometimes 40% of the vote. And again, in her home state, It was 59% of people who voted for Nikki Haley said they would not vote for Trump in the general election. And again, this is the story, because I think that much of mainstream media tonight is going to talk about, well, Trump's winning with 60% in all these states. He's virtually got the thing wrapped up after tonight, which I agree with. He probably has it virtually wrapped up in terms of the nomination tonight. But look at the percentage of people, because he's essentially running as an incumbent president in his party, at least. I mean, there's really been no major competition to Trump. Let's admit that. As much as Nikki Haley's staying in there and trying to make it so, he's essentially running as a Republican incumbent in Republican primaries. So for him to be getting, you know, missing 30-40% of his own vote, of his own party, pretty significant. And not a good indicator for Republicans in November, when you have somewhere between 20-25% of Republicans nationwide saying they will not vote for Trump in November. Now, contrast that with Joe Biden, who by all accounts, you know, is going to win every state tonight and win it with huge percentages. And, you know, maybe, you know, Minnesota, that's where Phillips, the guy Dean Phillips is from. He could get knocked out tonight, finally. We'll see. But even in other states where the press is trying to make this a big deal, like Michigan, you know, oh my gosh, you know, Joe Biden, you know, 12% of the vote. Well, again, if you look back over history on the Democratic side in Michigan, according to not Joe Trippi, it was, Todd. I guess we had on from Michigan. Well, it'll come to me. Anyway, the Republican.
Jeff Timmer.
Thank you very much. This is why you have young people as your producer. Jeff Timmer, former Republican chair of Michigan, said, if you look at 2016, if you look at 2012, if you look at 2020, it is consistent that somewhere between 15-20% on the Democratic side vote not committed. So there's really no big story there of this anti-Biden vote this time in Michigan. The press just like to pick up on it and make a big hoopla about it. So Biden's doing fine, as long as it holds tonight in the results, and we'll see. Again, neither Trump nor Biden can lock up the nomination tonight. It's mathematically not possible, even if they would get all the delegates available tonight. But both of them could go a long way in getting close to that. My guess is, if Nikki Haley does not win one state tonight, that she probably drops out relatively soon because the money will start drying up. Now maybe she sticks in there just to kind of, you know, because I think she wants to be the nominee in 2028. And this is what to watch for Nikki Haley. Does she finally genuflect and endorse Trump? Or does she say, I'm not endorsing anyone? And of course, the big news would be if she dropped out and endorsed Biden, which I don't think she'll do because she wants to be the Republican nominee in 2028. Even though by 2028, there literally may be no Republican Party, because Trump has said over the weekend that Republican Party is now 98-100% MAGA. That's what Trump said, not what Todd said. So we'll see. We'll see what happens moving into the future here. But we will, again, tomorrow we'll have Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project, who has worked on the campaigns of Mitch McConnell and also John McCain, amongst others. Like me, a former Republican. Trigvi is now a senior advisor with the Lincoln Project. Also on tomorrow, our very own Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News every morning from 6 to 8. You can find it on several of the stations across Civic Media, not least amongst them, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. And you can pick that up on the Civic Media app if you're not in the local area. So Trigvi and Pat will help us break down the results from Super Tuesday tonight, tomorrow on The Big Show. Looking forward to that. 42 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. I want to get to this story from the Associated Press. Sophia Tarin from the Associated Press has a great story here. The fake elector scheme originated in Wisconsin. Surprise, surprise. Two attorneys for then-President Donald Trump orchestrated a plan for fake electors to file paperwork, falsely saying the Republican won Wisconsin in a strategy to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 victory there and in other swing states, according to a lawsuit settlement reached yesterday that makes public months of text and emails, or makes public these months of texts and emails. So again, this is not hearsay. This is not an opinion. This is from a lawsuit that was settled yesterday. And here's the evidence that was uncovered. Under their agreements, Kenneth Chesbro and Jim Troupas turned over more than 1,400 pages of documents, emails, and texts, along with photos and videos offering a detailed account of the scheme's origins in Wisconsin. The communication shows how they, with coordination from Trump campaign officials, replicated this strategy in six states, including Georgia, where Chesbro has already pleaded guilty to charges stemming from the 2020 election. So again, to make this clear, all these fake electors and stealing the election, it started in the Petri dish of Wisconsin. The agreement settled a lawsuit brought by Democrats in 2022 against the two attorneys and 10 Republicans in Wisconsin who posed as fake electors. The Republicans settled in December. Remember, we talked about this before. One of those fake electors who settled? Former Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Andrew Hitt, who on 60 Minutes now has told Anderson Cooper that Trump, in fact, won Wisconsin in 2020. Back to the story. Our democracy demands better than this, said Scott Thompson, one of the plaintiff's attorneys who helped negotiate the agreement. That is why this lawsuit consistently sought transparency, accountability, and deterrence. We cannot let this happen again, unquote. There is no admission of wrongdoing or liability in the agreements in which Chesbro and Troupas promised to never participate in similar efforts involving future presidential campaigns. Troupas must also pay an undisclosed amount to the plaintiffs. Electors are, of course, people appointed to represent voters in presidential elections. The documents show how Chesbro and Troupas, Trump's attorney in Wisconsin, used arcane law in rationalizing and drafting the false certificates for the fake electors. They also reveal how the two strategized ways to delay deadlines for certifying electoral votes and sway public opinion, including floating ideas on conservative talk radio. I want to step away from the article for a second. So a couple of things here. They knowingly did this. They strategized how to delay things. Where does that sound familiar? All the Trump stuff going on right now in the courts, delay, right? And they got conservative talk radio in Wisconsin in on this. Back to the article. In November 2020, as they were awaiting a decision from the then conservative-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court on Trump's efforts to invalidate thousands of votes in the state, Chesbro suggested to Troupas that they contact conservative radio hosts in Milwaukee and Madison, quote, mostly to maximize the chance that the Supreme Court of Wisconsin justices hear about this quickly and prejudice the case, question mark, unquote. And then after that, he ended with a winking emoji. It goes back to what I said before on Andrew Hitt. These people knew exactly what they were doing. And now we have the evidence to prove it. Back to the story. The fake elector efforts are central to an August federal indictment filed against Trump, alleging he tried to overturn the 2020 election results. Federal prosecutors investigating his conduct related to January 6, 2021, U.S. Capitol riot, have also said that the scheme originated in Wisconsin. Trump also faces charges in Georgia and has denied wrongdoing. Michigan and Nevada have criminally charged fake electors, but there is no known criminal investigation in Wisconsin. Why is that, by the way? Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, a Democrat, has suggested he's relying on federal investigators while also not ruling out a state probe. Attorneys who negotiated the settlement said information in the documents have already been provided to Call's office. Yesterday's agreements were announced by Georgetown University Law Center Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection, Law Forward, at a Madison-based law firm, Stafford and Rosenbaum. According to the plaintiff's attorneys, the documents show how Troupas, an attorney who also represented the Republican Party of Wisconsin and is a former judge, was deeply involved in the origins of the effort. Jim Troupas has been outed as being, quote, deeply involved in the origins of the fake elector scheme and to overturn the 2020 election. Of course, Joe Biden won Wisconsin by just fewer than 21,000 votes. At Troupas' urging, Chesbro drafted memos in the final months of 2020 detailing how to prepare the fake elector certificates and how they should be signed. And there's a video, 10-minute video, of the fake electors, including Andrew Hitt, cheering and taking photos as they cast and sign ballots for Trump in the Wisconsin state capitol. Absolutely abhorrent. Back with more, including your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from Maggie Dawn taking over these airwaves with the Maggie Dawn Show. Every afternoon from 2 until 4. Great to have her along. Keep your radios tuned here. Maggie Dawn coming up after the top of the hour news, weather, and sports. Talking about this article from the Associated Press detailing that after a settlement of a lawsuit reached yesterday made public months of texts and emails that proved that the fake elector scheme to steal the 2020 election originated in Wisconsin. None other than Chesbro and Troupas. Right before the break, talking about in this story from the Associated Press, that there is apparently video, a 10-minute video of the fake electors here in Wisconsin who cheer and take photos as they cast and sign ballots for Trump at the Wisconsin State Capitol. And remember, Andrew Hitt a couple of weeks ago, and Mr. Zomer said over the break, probably trying to get ahead of this news, said, well, we were tricked. We were duped. We didn't know what we were doing.
Anybody who looks at the materials will know that we were tricked.
Seems weird. I mean, I can't wait to see the video. It seems weird that if you're an attorney like Andrew Hitt is, and your specialty is electoral law, like Andrew Hitt is, and you work for Michael Best, a firm that deals in election law, and you were cheering at what you just did and high-fiving each other, seems awfully unplausible to believe that you were tricked.
And if you were tricked, that's almost as bad.
Like, either
you are
really that stupid?
Yeah, either you're an insurrectionist or you are an idiot,
right,
and should not have your job.
And I do not believe that Andrew Hitt or anybody in that room are intellectual idiots.
Me either.
Finishing up this story quickly, then the phone lines. There is no direct communication with Trump in the documents, But there are exchanges with top campaign aides and Trump attorney, wait for it, Rudy Giuliani. A day after Chesbro shares a December 6th memo on strategies, Troupas follows up via text with this, quote, "I have sent it to the White House this afternoon. The real decision makers," unquote. It all began right here. Not something I think that Wisconsin wants to be known for. But whether it's Joe McCarthy or Trumpism and Kenneth Chesbro and Jim Troupas and trying to overturn democracy, unfortunately, it began in the Wisconsin State Capitol. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison, thanks for holding. Dick, what say you?
Can I go back to this issue that was brought up about the Saudis and gas prices or no?
If you want to, sure. We were talking about that earlier, but go ahead.
Well, here's real quickly. Remember when they had all the stupid, you go to the gas station a year and a half ago, a year ago, and Biden's picture, and I brought you this, and all that nonsense? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you, if you're the Lincoln Group or the Biden campaign, immediately even see a sniff of that, get out commercials immediately? Who would you really want dealing with this if this is in fact true? Because then you show, oh, for instance, Jared Kushner and all the deals that he's done with the Saudis. Mm-hmm. And let's see, what else could we throw out there? Oh, the former president, how close he is to Putin, because they're saying that Russia's going to manipulate the market or try to.
Mm-hmm.
The oil market. So between Russia and the Saudis, yeah, they could probably do some serious damage, but people need to be enlightened to who really is behind this.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be that simple to just buy into the fact, oh, it's all Biden's fault.
Well, no.
Let's go to the source of the problem.
Exactly.
What some people are that simple, unfortunately, and you need to get out there and start banging the drum about just what really is behind this.
Sure. And we'll talk. I've got that on my list. Maybe we'll talk about that with Tricky Olson and Pat Crate a little bit tomorrow as well. So appreciate the call, Dick, as always. Thanks a lot. Thanks for holding around and holding on and being on the show. Off the text line, in regards to this last story we read on the fake electors and trying to overturn the results starting in Wisconsin, as was revealed yesterday in this settlement, and all kinds of texts, emails, months, it says, of texts and emails being released. And finding out that Kenneth Chesbro and Jim Troupas, it all started here. The Wisconsin petri dish of politics. And then this model was taken to places like Georgia and other states and tried to be replicated. Off the text line, WMDX, Chris in Madison says, "I'm still not clear as to why Josh Call isn't prosecuting these people. What exactly is he waiting for?" Unquote. That's a great question, Chris. I mean, I don't know. I think that Josh Call is a good attorney. I think in large part he's done a good job as attorney general. But I don't understand when other states' attorneys general have gone after Trump, gone after these fake electors, to say that you're just going to wait for, you know, Smith to wait to do it all at the federal level. I don't know. Not what I would do, but hey, I'm not the attorney general. But we shall. And of course, the attorney general is welcome on this program anytime. We would love to have him on. And you know, he can speak for himself. There's an open invitation.
Yeah, as long as it's something he can talk about. And
right.
I imagine that he probably could.
We shall see. Very quickly before we go here, the other story I wanted to get to, maybe we'll talk about it more with Trigby and Kreitlow tomorrow. This is from last week, or I guess earlier this week, pardon me, over the weekend. Senator Ron Johnson has left the door open as of Sunday to running for the Senate Republican leader after Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced his plans to retire from the top post. Now, of all the people that you might want to lead the United States Senate, Ron Johnson would not be the one I would choose.
He'd be probably tied for last place with a bunch of other people.
News Nation's, the ever prestigious reporter, News Nation's Chris Steigerwalt, asked Johnson on The Hill Sunday whether he would consider taking the job as the next Senate Republican leader, noting that he sent a letter to his Republican colleagues asking for a defined process for electing the new leader. Johnson, said the letter was meant to encourage Republicans to come together to define their roles and the party's goals. Quote, in terms of replacing the leader, but what this letter is primarily about, you know, I don't think people truly understand the profound dysfunction within Congress, unquote. Actually, we do. It starts with House Speaker Mike Johnson on the Republican side of the House, and it ends with Republicans, most of them, not all, in the Senate. Great show today. Appreciate Luke Mathers stopping by. As always, Mr. Zomers, well done as well. All of you for listening and calling in. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll see you tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, this is Todd Allball saying don't give up. Keep banging your drum.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts.
This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.